Welcome to Spiritual Healing and Psychotherapy. My name is Mary, or officially Dr. Mary Patricia Quinlivan, and this podcast is all about whole healing, healing physically, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. And we do that by being willing to see ourselves with gentle honesty and great compassion, and also by aligning with our inner spirit, our inner wisdom, and also the spirit within nature, Mother Earth. And as we align with this, we learn deeper love, deeper wisdom, and it brings blessing. It brings healing to us, to those around us, and to Mother Earth. I've been a doctor for over 34 years, and you can look me up on my website, which is livingawarenesswa.com, and also my Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube channel, which are all Living Awareness WA. So today's episode is going to be all about creating abundance, because it's something that I've been discovering over the last few years, and it's always relevant for clients who come in. And I guess the first thing I want to say about that is that the essence that we are, spirit, consciousness, you could call it God, the essence that we are is naturally abundant. Its essence is love, and it wants for us abundance. So all we have to do really is spend more time sinking into that. And I know I make it sound simple, it's really not. But if you're listening to this, you're on your way, so that's a good start. Is really let go of all those conditions that get in the way of us allowing the flow of abundance and love in our lives. And that can be a little challenging, especially if at deeper levels internally, we have levels of unworthiness or undeservedness, which is most of us actually, especially if we've experienced a lack of love or some major challenge in our childhood, in this life, or even in previous lives. So it is about learning to see whatever is deep within, unworthiness, not enoughness, with a lot of honesty, a lot of love, a lot of compassion. And as we do that, its impact will lessen and we'll start to allow this natural flow of loving abundance. And for me, one of the key ways of allowing that has been centering into Mother Earth, who is like Osiris used to say, we are all born of her. And we are completely held in and on and within her loving consciousness, which is the essence of spirit. And so the more you center in to Mother Earth and feel her flow, the more we can allow abundance in our lives. And lately I've had this increasingly beautiful experience with centering into Mother Earth. I've been working on it for many years now. But this journey, the inner journey of letting go of identifying with the ego, body, form, and opening into formlessness is not easy, and it's very vulnerable. And in the past, as I've been centering into Mother Earth, there's been a level of fear and some sense that I'm approaching, well, I guess God or spirit, and that somehow I could be judged. But lately, after numerous workshops with Tsiritsa, I'm really noticing a recognition that it's just like the most loving grandmother, always present, would never judge. Presence, it's ordinary, which seems like the wrong word to say, but both ordinary and extraordinary. But nothing that's ever going to judge you. It's like you know, the dog that is so loyal to you, even when you're grumpy, the love, that's what it's like. So the more we recognize that, the more we realize that it wants for us, it is for us, we are it, it's what we are, that this is abundance and we can trust that. If we, the more we are moving towards this with kindness and compassion to our fear and resistance, that abundance will start to flow in our lives. And I know for me and for many of you, when we talk about abundance, feeling comes up around those on Mother Earth that are less abundant. And for some, and there has been for me in the past, there might be feelings of guilt or unworthiness for that reason, because others are suffering. And I just want to say, first of all and primarily, that the more each of us centers into presence and love, and we start to allow that flow of abundance, that because we are all one essence, that will actually facilitate the flow of abundance worldwide. And even if you have beings in your family who are less fortunate than you, or close loved ones, it's the same. The more you allow the flow of spirit, the flow of abundance, you recognize your own worthiness, that will have positive ripple effects on everyone around you and facilitate their abundance as well. Even if on the surface level you may experience in the world people feeling jealous or uncomfortable with where you're at, still know that at a deeper level, their higher self, because we are all one essence, the more we allow abundance for ourselves, it will have a beneficial effect for everyone. And if there's a core emotion that limits our abundance, it would be fear. And so many of us have fear that we don't realize. And this fear is always going to be limiting and in the way. But it's not that we have to judge it or be annoyed with ourselves or frustrated. It's more that we need to just learn to see it with honesty and, in fact, a great deal of compassion. And the minute we take ownership of something and, in fact, treat it with acceptance and love, it will start to heal. We also, with fear, have to learn to see it honestly and step through it in tiny, gentle steps. So just imagine if we have core fears, often around, am I enough? We will, in our lives, very often be withdrawing from putting ourselves out there, or we might not be selling ourselves enough or promoting ourselves enough. Some people are very hesitant to do that, and particularly in spiritual circles for some reason, but I'm letting you know it's perfectly okay to put yourself out there, to sell yourselves, to promote yourselves, the value that you have. We may also, when we have fear of not being enough, be too much of a perfectionist and get in our own way, because it's going to be exhausting to do that. Or we're terrified of doing things imperfectly. And I want to say to you, I'm doing this podcast right now imperfectly, and I try and let myself in almost everything I do be imperfect. And you know what? That will make other people feel more comfortable, because everyone's imperfect. Some other things that fear can do is that if we, you know, we want to be approved of, we don't want to be firm, we may not set boundaries that are necessary. And of course, in work and in business, boundaries are extremely helpful and very necessary. And sometimes we need to create, or often we need to create, legal or written ones so that we're safe. Or we may just need to stand up for ourselves in firm but kind ways, which so many of us have the desire to be approved of. We don't want to create conflict, so we can struggle with doing that kind of thing. And it's never to judge it, where, or I could still get better at everything that I'm talking about here. It's just to see it again with honesty and say to yourself, I'm going to work on it gently, tiny step by tiny step. And even little shifts in our ability to love ourselves, because really that's what this is all about. If we are learning to let go of fear and the patterns that it creates, we're learning to sink into spirit. It's about self-love, and that's what ultimately will create abundance. Another thing that fear can create is that we aren't true to ourselves. We're not being authentic enough. We think we have to meet other people's expectations rather than being true to what we know we can offer in the world, what feels wholesome for us, what feels valuable for us. So it's really important that we regularly step back and tune in and see, am I offering what I really want to offer? Or am I more in performance mode, doing what others expect and limiting the real value that I can share from my own heart? And I'll just give you some examples that I do so that you know that I do this stuff too. And as a therapist or counselor, everyone I see, and this goes for me too, all of us have resistance and fear around facing ourselves, seeing our patterns, seeing our inner fears. For myself, I've been on this journey for a very long time, and I still have resistance and sometimes want to avoid deepening into where I know I need to go. And so I know, of course, that my clients have that too. And sometimes as a therapist, well, for me, I'm really learning how to push people to the extent which they can handle, and but not further if possible. And sometimes that's tricky to judge. You know, sometimes you don't quite know how much someone can handle deepening into. And it's a learning journey for me. But one thing I've also found is that if I focus on understanding that person's fear, which it's good to understand it, but if I let that get in the way, not also see that they have a higher self that is wanting to change, wanting to shift, wanting to deepen, wanting to step through all that resistance and lessen their suffering. So I've learned over the time that it serves me to understand fear and resistance, but it doesn't serve me to focus on it. It says it's better if I focus on their higher self and what I know their higher self wants. And that's just an example of how allowing fear to be the focus can be limiting. And another thing that's really important on the journey of abundance is to forgive our mistakes, learn from our mistakes, and forgive our mistakes. I've had many, many clients come and say to me things that they wish they hadn't done or that impacted their finances. And I myself have done numerous things. I had a podcast called Spiritual Lessons in Abundance where I describe something that happened as we were selling a family property and lost myself $10,000, and that was because of my own fear. But I held it with a lot of compassion, and I am feeling very abundant in my life right now. There are plenty of things I can still learn, but I am definitely more and more, the more I trust spirit and flow, feeling more abundant. So I really want to let you know that mistakes are never something to judge. And if you've made a big mistake and it has impacted you financially, learn from it, see it with a lot of compassion, and completely forgive yourself. And I promise you, as you forgive yourself, abundance will come. It won't be an issue. Whereas if you hold on to it and judge yourself and get all caught up in judgment, then that could have more impact. So really, gentleness and compassion and forgiveness are a huge part of this abundance journey. And if you think about it, that's what spirit is, always flowing as gentleness, compassion, never judged. Yes, the need for honesty and truth and ownership, but it's never about judgment. And the other thing that's really important, apart from acknowledging and accepting all our fears and accepting our mistakes, is to truly own our value. All of us have had life experience. All of us have gained wisdom in one way or another, and we have things to offer the world. And it may be something that's very you. It may not appear to be huge or amazing in the eyes of the world, but if it's something that you value and you want to contribute, it will be of immense value for you to be sharing that. For me, having shifted out of the standard general practice setting many years ago and moved into working from home and doing meditation and counseling, even though it may appear to be a little less in the eyes of the world, it has been absolutely fantastic for me and my children and all those around me. And I know, because I'm being more authentic, I'm offering more value. And it may, you know, sometimes what we want to offer the world may be just healing. Sometimes we're in a space of significant unwellness, and it is still going to be incredibly valuable if we are working on gently healing ourselves, holding ourselves with compassion and love, seeing ourselves honestly. Or it may be that we're looking after children and doing that in the best way that we know how to do it and continuing to learn, or looking after animals or planting trees or whatever it is. And one thing that's really important on this journey of abundance and authenticity is that we don't compare ourselves to others. We just listen to what we have available, to what we can manage, to what feels wholesome. And I had a beautiful experience recently at one of Saritza's workshops. And it was to do for me with still a core sense of, am I enough? And because I have spent a lot of time being taught, or time with beings like Isaira and Saritza, who are deeply enlightened, I have sometimes compared myself to both of them, which is really not helpful, because I am meant to be at the stage I am at in my awakening, and they are meant to be exactly where they are. And I still have value to offer, even though I'm not where they are. And I've talked with many of you about how we all have help available, and it's through the essence of Mother Earth, through the family of light, angels, spirit guides, and that can include extraterrestrial beings who are more awakened than us and available for our help. And I had this beautiful experience recently, which I won't go into all of it, but just to say that I had healing with some extraterrestrial beings. And the core sense of that I came out of it was, I am enough to be offering whatever it is that feels wholesome for me to offer, to let spirit flow through me, sometimes imperfectly and sometimes making mistakes. But I am enough to be offering what I'm offering. And so, by the way, are all of you. You are all enough. You are all at the essence, this divine, loving spirit. Sure, we have things to learn. Sure, we're making mistakes. All of us are doing that. But we are all loved, lovable. We all are enough. And another thing I want to mention when we're talking about creating abundance is something Isaira used to talk about a lot, which is, be aware of our deepest intentions and also our attention. So our intention and our attention. And our intention is to really tune in and listen. What do I actually want to offer the world? And there does need to be some practicality in that. What would actually work? What can I manage if I am currently healing from some challenges? So what's manageable? What's practical? What may work? But also, what do I actually want to offer What value would I like to share? And it's going to take time in nature or meditating or tuning in and really listening regularly to what is my intention. Because if we're not aligning with that, our deepest intention, it won't flow as easily, and there'll be more dissatisfaction or less fulfillment. So it's good to really tune in and see what is it that at this stage, right now, I want to be offering. And as I said, sometimes if we're in a healing process, it may be very minimal. It may be that I am healing. But it is really worth doing that, because many clients that I see that are not feeling, would I say, fulfilled, it's to do with that they're not tuning in and aligning with their deepest intention, who they really want to be in the world. And then what goes with that is the attention we then need to give to those intentions. So for many of us, we're aware what our deep intentions might be, what we want to offer. But then because of inner fears, we don't want to set boundaries, we don't want to say no to people, we don't want to change things or face conflict. We end up being so busy or caught up in so many other areas of our life that we don't have the opportunity to give attention to what our deepest intentions are, if you like. So therefore, it's hard for those to flow. And I'll give you an example of that in my own life recently. And many of you know that my mum is 94. And of course, a 94-year-old needs quite a lot of care. And recently, I had a period of time where we had to do some eye surgery for mum, because even though at her age, we haven't been intervening in anything, she hasn't been having investigations, she was at risk of losing the sight in one of her eyes, and we were able, just under local anaesthetic, to do an operation to help prevent that. And of course, because we don't know how long mum's got left, it was worth doing that, because it would be really difficult for her to lose vision in that eye, and also tricky for her to function in the world without vision in that eye. So we had to do it, but it meant a lot of extra support. And in my current spiritual journey, it really is hard for me to put myself in, you know, hospitals, doctors, surgeries, mum's building, the big building where she lives in a retirement village, to be there all the time. It's not easy. Part of this journey, and I know I'm getting waylaid here, but we do have to create the conditions for our spiritual development. And if we keep putting ourselves in environments which don't facilitate presence, let's say, or deepening into that energy of presence and consciousness, then we're going to make it very hard for ourselves. So my body was feeling really uncomfortable. And I was in that situation of just what I described, where I have intentions to deepen in my journey, to be able to offer that to clients. However, my life was pulling me away, and therefore I didn't have the ability to give attention to what my deepest intentions were. So I have been working very hard at setting boundaries, getting carers in. And I currently, at this moment, feel a little bit better about that situation. It's not to say things won't shift, but we have put some things in place, so it's easier, which means I now do have time to give more attention to what my heart wants to offer. And that's a good feeling. So I guess I want to say to all of you that we may have deep intentions, but we may need to have the courage to say no, to set boundaries, to create the environment so that we can give attention to what is our deepest intention. And another thing that went with that, my experience with mum recently, is when it was very, very busy, I was in a space where I was feeling fear, a reasonable amount of fear around, would I be able to create the space I needed to make my body feel more comfortable and to allow this presence and quietness that I need for my current journey. And that fear in itself was not serving me, because I wasn't trusting that if I listened enough to my heart, to spirit, if I was present enough, then the right advice or things to do would come to me so that I could create the space that I needed. But I was going through a time of not trusting that. So I had a lot of fear and overwhelm coming up. And that wasn't serving me either. So even getting caught up in fear, it's not to judge it. It's never to judge it. It's just to see it. So getting caught up in fear is a space of not trusting. And that doesn't allow the flow of abundance. So once I saw, oh, okay, I've got this fear. I'm not trusting that if I listen, I'll be able to create the space, I'll be able to set enough boundaries, and it will go okay. And once I did that and realized I didn't need to have fear about it, then my life fairly immediately started to be more abundant. I did at the time see Zaritza, and I was telling her that I had that fear, and she told me that you don't need to have fear. And it's true in this spiritual journey that we need to hold on to and develop more trust. Because the truth is, if we are always listening, if we are always listening in, even though a situation may appear to be overwhelming, unmanageable, you know, impossible to find our way through, if we are present, we spend time in nature, we tune in, we ask for help from our family of light, we will find a way through it that is wholesome. There is always a path forward. So it is important to develop trust in this process as well. And the more we trust and the more we're working on presence, the more we allow the flow of spirit in our lives. And that creates abundance. And I'll just give you a very small example of that. We had a big marri tree on our front verge when I first arrived in this new house here in Corrine. And even though I love trees, in fact, I was a little bit worried about that tree because marries can get to, you know, 50 meters high, and we have solar panels, and it may well have been an issue. But I, of course, you can't do anything about a verge tree, and I knew I couldn't anyway, so I just let it go. But what happened was that there was a storm early in winter, as I know many of you that live in Perth would know. And that tree was on a bit of a lean, and it blew over, completely blew over. In fact, as I say this, I'm feeling some gratitude towards the tree. I know it enabled that, enabled moving on. And anyway, the tree blew over and the council workers came to remove it, which was great. And then, of course, I was wanting to have another tree put there, but I asked the guy from the council if he could replace it, and he said, we may not have any trees this year. And then my husband and I had just been too busy to, we had too much going on, and I knew I needed to give attention to everything else that was going on, so I couldn't sort out a new tree for the verge. But then I rang mid-August the guy in the council, and I said, oh, do you happen to have any trees left? And he said yes, and he had a Hakea larina, which is exactly what we wanted. It doesn't grow quite as big, and we love black cockatoos. So the council came and planted a Hakea larina very recently, which is perfect. So because I just trusted, there was nothing else I could do. I just trusted, and spirit completely sorted out that situation for me. And that's what happens as we develop trust, that we allow the flow of spirit. And even though things may appear to not be going okay, they will turn out okay. They will turn out perfectly for whatever it is that we need. And I'll just briefly mention too, in a previous podcast I was talking about how as menopause had come on, I was starting to lose my hair. But I wanted to let you know that the castor oil and rosemary has been fantastic, and that's been to do with not only using that but trusting in love, trusting that there is love available. And the other thing that's really important in creating abundance in our lives is that we allow ourselves abundance. We allow time to restore, to replenish, to have experiences that we love, even if it means spending some money to create some of those beautiful, abundant experiences for ourselves. So, you know, spend time in nature, have a beautiful holiday, allow yourself a nice massage or some care in some way. Do something that's creative that you love, so art or craft or dance or singing, music. Create time to replenish and restore yourself. And I certainly would really encourage you to be in nature and sitting on Mother Earth as much as you possibly can, because I don't think there's any greater way of replenishing and restoring and taking us into presence. And I'll just add there that sometimes, you know, clients have come in and their business may be a bit slow, or and sometimes that's because we actually need a rest. So there are times that things are slow because our body needs some replenishment, and we can only tune in and listen to that and allow gentleness as part of that journey. I think that's enough for today. Thank you for being with me. It's been an absolute pleasure to share with you. And as always, I'd love you to share this podcast with friends or family or anyone you think may be interested. And don't forget to check me out on livingawarenesswa.com and all my other pages, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Living Awareness WA. And I highly recommend Isaira, and her website is isaira.com. Much love to you all.